Good morning. Our call to worship. At this time, as we gather either in person or online, and with those around us, let us worship God. Throughout our lives, we celebrate life. Let us praise God for the gift of life. And now our singers will sing our praise to God with the hymn, Great is Your Faithfulness. Welcome to worship today. A special welcome to any visitors we may have with us in the church this morning. Today is Older Person Sunday. We are reflecting on what it means to be a faith community of people who are continually ageing. We are all together in this ageing transition process. We are all slightly older than we were at breakfast time this morning. Some of us are experiencing faster ageing transitions than others, which can be uncomfortable, disorienting, and hard to accept. This has implications in our church community for education, planning, and pastoral care. As a people of Jesus Christ, we need to consider and prepare as a church community for the lifelong transition called ageing. Also today, in Uniting Churches, we think of and pray for the many ageing and aged care services provided by the members of Uniting Care Australia. Our acknowledgement of country. For thousands of years, the Indigenous people have walked on this ancient land. These many lands were taken from the first peoples without their consent, treaty, or compensation. The Spirit of God has long dwelled with the first peoples of this ancient land. We honour the Kaurna people and this land on which this service is being held, and pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging.
Good morning, and welcome to worship to you all, both gathered and online. The Uniting Church in Australia believes that all people are made in the image of God, and as such, we accept every individual and their diversity, regardless of race, culture, age, creed, sexuality, or gender. As a Christian community, we believe that God reaches out to us in love and acceptance, and that our relationships with each other should express love and respect and not be abused. We take a moment now to gather our thoughts and our minds in prayer, in adoration and praise to our God. Let us pray. God, our Creator, our thoughts cannot contain you. Our words fall short of your vastness. Yet you are our God. God of all ages, your breath gives us life. Your hands shape our being. Your artistry in creation leaves us gasping in wonder, longing to experience that which is of you. In each person, there you are, if we could only but discern you. Help us again, O ancient yet ever new God, as we worship and gather and adore you, to see your face present among us. Amen. And from the Psalms, a book of Psalms in the Old Testament of the Bible, Psalm 148. Young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for God's name alone is exalted. God's glory is above the earth and heaven. We listen to the song, O Lord, my God, how great thou art.
O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the work your hand has made, I see the stars, I hear the mighty thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, Creator God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, Creator God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, Creator God, to thee.
Join together again in prayer. Please pray with me. Gracious God, we know that there is a time to be born, a time to grow old, and a time to die. We know that aging is a part of life. Yet sometimes we forget. Sometimes we fail to embrace the life of our older people. We confess that we sometimes do not hear the voices of our older people, their needs or concerns. In our busy daily life, sometimes we just don't stop and listen. Forgive us when we close our ears to our older people. We confess that sometimes we become reluctant to share precious resources of life with our older people. In this competitive world, too often our priorities go where we really readily see new life, young, and the promise of worldly success. So forgive us, O God, we pray, for our failure to share, and bring us to an awareness that our life depends on each other. We are called to uphold each other, especially those who are weak, frail, and vulnerable. And God, fill us with compassion, love, and grace, the grace that walks with us, embracing even our death, in the name and the person of Christ. Amen. Let us hear these words. God is love. Through Christ, God reaches out, embracing young and old, strong and weak, living and dying. In Christ, we are one. Thanks be to God. It is God in Christ who invites us to this table this morning, a table of reconciliation, a table of grace, a table of inclusion, and a table of community. So may the grace of our God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with each one of us. And so we gather at Jesus' invitation to this meal, to this moment of sign and symbol, of communion with our Lord Jesus and our communion with each other in the one Spirit, where we see and we taste the goodness of God, the gifts of love and the welcome and embrace in bread and wine, where we see and taste and feel the love of community in the triune God and with each other, the gathered people of God. So come, let us break bread together. And responses will be on the screen. God be with you. Let us lift up our hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We continue in prayer. It is indeed right, O God, to give you our thanks and praise, for your kingdom grows from the smallest beginnings, and you have given us all a home in which to shelter in your love. God, you have created the heavens and the earth, and from the tiniest seeds, you filled the earth with life. You called your people to walk by faith and not by sight, and you anointed faithful rulers to lead them in your ways. And then came Jesus among us to share stories of your love and grace and teaching us of the mysteries of your kingdom. And he died at the hands of those who took pride in brute force. And in his death, all have died. But you raised him to life for us. And in him, everything becomes new. And so we praise you with the faithful of all time and all places, gathered here and afar, with one voice and one prayer together. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of life and love, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. So let us once again hear the words of institution from St. Paul, who says, "For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Holy Spirit of God, by your presence renew us that we may be united in the body and blood of Jesus, that these elements of bread and juice will be a sharing in the body and life of Christ. Take us, shape us, break us, and remould us. In his name we pray. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. God, you are life for us. Holy be your name. Your new day come. Your will be done, on earth as in your vision. Give us this day our bread for tomorrow. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Strengthen us in a time of test. And deliver us from evil. For the power and the splendour and the fulfilment are yours, now and forever. Amen. Come, for all is prepared. All are welcome to eat from this table this morning. If you are at home this morning and you might take some time to prepare your bread and wine and join with us in this time of communion together, separate but apart, as we share the bread and wine this morning. Those who come serving, please come forward and we'll serve it in your seats. Receive the bread, then receive the cup. Place the cup under your seat at the conclusion. So in gratitude and praise for this moment, for this meal, for each other, for our time together, we ask God to take us and make us changed people because we have shared in this bread and this wine today, and we cannot be the same. Oh God, ask much of us, expect much from us, enable much by us, and encourage many through us, so we may live to your glory within all of creation. Amen.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 to 20, and then 27 to 31. As we listen to this reading, I invite you to be open to the possibility that there is a meaning here beyond the mere words, which, if we put into practice, might enhance our lives. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discernment of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we are all baptized into the one body, Jews and Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of the one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then deeds of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The gift of years on this Sunday of older persons' recognition. George Carlin made the following observation about aging. Do you realise that the only time in your lives when we like to get old is when we're kids? If you're less than 10 years old, you're so excited about ageing that you think in fractions. How old are you? I'm 4 and a half. You're never 36 and a half. You're 4.5, going on 5. That's the key. You get into your teens, now they can hold you back. You jump to the next number, or even a few ahead. How old are you? I'm going to be 16. You could be 13, but you're going to be 16. And then the greatest day of your life, you become 21. Even the words sound like a ceremony. You become 21. Yes. But then you turn 30. Ooh. What happened there? Makes you sound like bad milk. He turned. So we had to throw him out. There's no fun now. You're just a sour dumpling. What's wrong? What's changed? You become 21, you turn 30, and then you're pushing 40. Whoa, put the brakes on. All is slipping away. Before you know it, you've reached 50. And your dreams are gone. But wait, you make it to 60. You didn't think that you would. So you become 21, you turn 30, push 40, reach 50, and you make it to 60. You've built up so much speed that you hit 70. And after that, it's a day-by-day thing. You hit Wednesday. You get into your 80s, and then every day is a complete cycle. You hit lunch. You turn 4:30. You reach bedtime. And it doesn't stop there. Into the 90s, you start going backwards. I was just 92. Then the strange thing happens. If you make it over 100, you become a little kid again. I'm 100.5. You make it all to a healthy 100.5. So today we celebrate Older Person Sunday in the Uniting Church, a gift of years that the Uniting Communities of the Uniting Church has recognised today as a recognition and celebration of most of us. A shared and embraced moment, not only for this church community, but for the wider circle of life. Douglas Scousey says, growing old gracefully, like many good things, doesn't happen by accident. It takes concentrated effort. So be diligent and persevere. Michael Pritchard says, you don't stop laughing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop laughing. And Soren Kierkegaard wrote, life can only be understood backwards, but must be lived forwards. In Psalm 92, it talks about the righteous flourishing like a palm tree and growing like a cedar in Lebanon. They are planted in the house of the Lord. They flourish in the courts of the God, of our God. In old age, they still produce fruit. They are always green and full of sap, showing that the Lord is upright. So when I think of Older Person Sunday here in Australia, I don't think of palms and cedars, but I think of the mighty River Red Gum. I look at the Red Gum and think of strength, stability. I don't see tall and straight, but I see leaning and sideways and branches here and there. I see majesty and beauty, age and longevity. I see diversity and strength. I see importance, and I see a lot of water that has gone under the proverbial bridge or past that tree over time. I see life in both drought and flood. I also see what this tree gives and what it offers, its gift and its gifts. This tree has built a home, a place for nests. It provides food, flowers, nuts, and leaves. It provides shelter and shade, oxygen. It holds the ground together with its root system. It has reproduced, and it sings songs to its creator. Older people, we love you and thank you. For in similar ways you have provided gifts and provisions and shelter. You have continued to provide for and to be involved in the community, sharing your gifts and skills. Today is not a day to say, that's it, thanks for coming. It's a time to continue. We're not replacing anybody. We're celebrating the gift that you are to each one of us, of your years and skill, time, talents, faith, wisdom, integrity, leadership, identity. The scripture today that Chris read to us talks about the many parts and gifts of the body. The body values the many parts, and each member has a part in the body. This is a great imagery, not just for the church, but for society as well. Indeed, writes Paul, the body does not consist of one member. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, and so on. And the eye or the ear, where would be the hearing? Where would be the sense of smell? The Uniting Church, in its inaugural document called The Basis of Union, in paragraph 13, says this, that the church is made up of many parts, of many gifts, and it goes on to say that there is no gift without its corresponding service. That means that we all need each other, and there is no lesser part. There is no greater part than the other. So as we look around the room, take a look around the room. What stands out is diversity. Diversity of older people. Some are younger than us, and some are older than us. But what we see is the diversity of gifts, personalities, abilities, histories, dreams, hopes, connections, and relationships. Earlier in that chapter that Paul wrote in Corinthians chapter 12, he lists what he calls gifts. I say they are diverse abilities that makes the world go round. Now, there are a variety of gifts, he says. Services, activities, but the same God who activates them in all. To one is given this, and to one is given that, and to another is given that, etc., etc. All these gifts are activated by the same Spirit, the one Spirit of God. That list is not definitive, but a broad list of skills, gifts, abilities that contribute to the wider good. And so today, as we recognize Older Person Sunday, we celebrate with you together, members of the church, the body of Christ, members within our community. One of the key things about today is also the recognition that we, as followers of Christ, are called to be faithful in our witness, in our love, and in our service. To be faithful disciples in any stage of life. We're not necessarily always called to something, but we are called to be someone. Someone throughout the stages of life. The story of the call of Samuel and Eli in the Old Testament shows the range of years that God uses the younger and the older. Eli the priest was old and with failing eyesight, yet with wisdom and discernment helped young Samuel to hear the call of God and respond to become a prophet. The idea of God's calling on our lives is much broader than solely relating to a particular vocation or career. In fact, God's calling includes our relationships as well. God calls us at any stage and every stage of our life. Calling is less about figuring out a detailed plan and more about moving towards a responsiveness in our relationships. Responding to God's call and guidance should be about all that we are and all that we do. So we might not necessarily speak about callings, but rather a call. The most general sense, we are called to love, and we are called to love our neighbours. Aging is a natural process that includes both loss and gain. Again, no less than all ages and stages of life has its unique challenges. And as such, aging demands our attention to the entire congregation, the body of Christ. So how we, as faithful ones, relate to our members, recognizing their presence, gifting, skills, personalities, empowering each other's ministry, responding to needs, providing for appropriate opportunities for service and spiritual growth. That is a sign of love. A love for each other and a love for God. And so today on this Older Person Sunday, we celebrate that God loves and blesses all people of all ages. And that aging is a natural progression in life. And every stage and every age of life is full of unique potential. The older adult population is a diverse, and no two older adults are exactly the same, but many gifts and skills to share. Older adults, no less than people of every stage, every age and stage of life, need to feel valued and respected. And they need a life that with meaning and purpose. Children, youth, adults, and old adults can all learn from one another. And God calls people in of all ages into Christian discipleship. So today we celebrate Older Person Sunday. Esther Mary Walker wrote a poem called Blessed in Aging. Blessed are they who understand my faltering step and shaking hand. Blessed who knows my ears today must strain to hear the things I say. Blessed are those who seem to know my eyes are dim and my mind is slow. Blessed are those who look away when I spilled tea that weary day. Blessed are they who, with cheery smile, stopped to chat for a while. And blessed are they who know the way to bring back memories of yesterday. Blessed are those who never say, "You told me that story twice today." Blessed are they who make it known that I am loved, respected, and not alone. Blessed are they who will ease the days of my journey home in loving ways. So we take time to celebrate and give thanks to God and to each other as we watch and listen to this next song. Take this moment. Let's together affirm our faith with a creed that is up on the screen, and together we say, we believe in God, who is creating all that is, who knows our hearts and loves us as we are, who speaks to us in our deepest being, who calls people of all ages to abundant life and wholeness. Jesus shows us the way, guiding us and healing our bodies and minds, sharing our joys and sufferings, crossing all human barriers and distinctions, transforming the power of death into new life. The Holy Spirit is the gift of God's life with us now, giving us the courage to take new paths and the strength to continue the journey in different stages and ages in our lives. In solitude, vulnerability, compassion and love, the Spirit reveals His presence with us. Amen.
It's time now for our notices, and can I draw your attention to our newsletter for this week? It has been sent to many of you online. If you would like a print copy, they are available in the foyer. It's full of all sorts of news, so please read it and enjoy it. I also invite you to a special morning tea this morning, and a big thank you to the Pastoral Care Ministry team for providing this. I think we might have some visitors as well as our own congregation, so please join us in the hall after the service. Now, some more information about Older Persons Sunday and why we are celebrating this today. 30 years ago, the General Assembly of the United Nations declared that the 1st of October each year would be recognised as the International Day of Older Persons. The day is intended as an opportunity to recognise and celebrate the enormous contribution that older people have and are making as individuals and members of families and communities. Also serves to highlight the need for changes. Members of the Uniting Care Network are collectively one of the largest providers of residential and home-based aged care in Australia. Older Persons Sunday offers an opportunity for local churches to join the recognition and celebration of older people as we work together to transform ageing and aged care. The theme for the first Older Persons Sunday is Dignity and Hope for All. The date of the 3rd of October has been chosen as it closely follows the United Nations International Day. In his life and teaching, Jesus emphasised the good news of God's love for all people. He particularly focused on the need to love our neighbours who were vulnerable, poor, or marginalised in society. This is a message of hope based on God-given dignity for all people. On Older Persons Sunday, we are reminded of Jesus' ministry of welcoming and hospitality, and we commit ourselves again to sharing in that ministry with people of all ages in Australia. Now please join me as we pray of our offering and gifts that we have brought. We dedicate the gifts of money, O God, for the work of your church, asking that you use all that we have and all that we are in your service. Amen.
And as our prayers for others this morning, we follow the theme of Older Person Sunday. Please join together in prayer. We give thanks, O God, for a society where people can look forward to long lives, for the wisdom of older people, for their faith and experience, for the sense that older people give us of family, tradition and identity, for the leadership they offer, for the things they teach and the ways in which they contribute to our families, our communities and our church.
We give thanks, O God, for the blessings of life and our experience of its different seasons, for friends, family, children and grandchildren, for the experience and opportunities of our lives, for our survival through struggle and griefs, for your presence throughout our lives and for the hope of the life to come.
And so, loving, gracious God, beyond and before all ages, we pray for older Australians, their friends, family members and carers, in this challenging time of COVID-19 restrictions. We pray for people living in aged care, for the nurses, cleaners, kitchen staff, doctors who care for them each day.
We pray for older people living in our community, family members nearby and far away, home carers, friends and neighbours. May all know of your love and care at this time. Help us, O God, to never lose sight of older people, to cherish them with the dignity, respect and life you give to all. In the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. And now please listen to our singers while they sing Jesus Calls Us Here to Meet Him.
Jesus calls us here to meet him as through word and song and prayer. We affirm God's promised presence where his people live and care. Praise the God who keeps his promise. Praise the Son who calls us friends. Praise the Spirit who among us to our hopes and fears. Jesus calls us to confess him, word of life and Lord of all, sharer of our flesh and fairness, saving all who fail or fall. Tell his holy human story, tell his tales that all may hear. Tell the world that Christ in glory came to us to meet us here. Jesus calls us to each other, found in him a no device. Race and class and sex and language, such are barriers he derived. Join the hand of friend and stranger, join the hands of age and years. Join the faithful and the doubter in their common search for truth.
So once again, an invitation is to us to share in morning tea together in the hall. And as we always do, remind you, where you can, please be COVID safe and distance, and wear your mask until you're sitting down. If you're leaving via this way, make sure that the entrance is clear via the eastern door and the cameras are clear at the rear as you leave. Thank you to all who have participated in the service today and to those of you who are online this morning. May the giver of life in all generations, whose love spans the years, keep us mindful of the wonderful gift of life, childhood to fulfillment of age, so that we rejoice in each other, that we may live our daily lives with respect, compassion, and mutual responsibility to the glory of Christ. And may the blessing of the one God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, be with you and remain with you always. Go in peace to love and serve in all that you do. In the name of Christ, amen. Peace be with you. Amen. Thank you.